Will the Lord be with you?
And also with you.
Welcome to all of our friends and guests and members and everyone in between. Welcome, and it is good that we are here together. And together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. We begin this morning with the words printed in our bulletin. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I invite everyone who can stand to stand for opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you.
Thank you.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done or things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Please be seated.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength, and honor and blessing and glory
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal and all-merciful God, with all the angels and all the saints, we laud your majesty and might. By the resurrection of your Son,
show yourself to us and inspire us to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now we invite our children to come forward for a children's sermon. How are you guys this morning? It's okay if he doesn't want to come down. I have a treat for you too afterwards. Well, we have an interesting story today in our gospel where Peter and his gang go back to the beginning. And I wonder, do you know a time in your life where it's impossible to go forward, and the only way to go forward is to actually go back? Can you think of any time?
That's how the best way went. Got my trails.
Sometimes you get lost.
You get find your trails.
Well, I have a way of illustrating this. And I got this like last week, and then this morning the ferrets got into my case and I couldn't find it. So if you saw me frantically at Fred Meyer's this morning trying to find the car, that's why. But how can we make this car go forward?
Give it a little shove.
We can give it a little shove, but you know it's actually designed. Oh, and I was gonna say, it doesn't look like my car yet, does it? I can give it a little shove, but you know, if I just push it back, it's going to go forward. Because sometimes in life, folks, we have to go back in order to go forward. And every day at church, that's what we're doing. Every Sunday, we are going back. Going back to the promise of the waters of baptism that says you are a child of God. We are going back to the table to remember that our place is here. And so let us pray. In the time we're going to bring our hands together. 1, 2, 3. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for always being here.
Thank you for always being here.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first reading today is from Acts 9, verses 1 through 20. Hear now the word. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice, but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," he answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight. And at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man and how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul, and he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained strength. For several days, he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing the psalm this morning. It's found on page 6 of your bulletin. We'll be singing it responsively. I'll begin with the light print, and then please follow by singing along with the dark print. Psalm 30.
I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies triumph over me. O Lord God, to you, and you restore me to health.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored my life as I was going down to the grave.
Sing praise to the Lord, all you faithful. Give thanks in the holy remembrance.
God's wrath is short, God's favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping spends the night, but joy comes in the morning.
While I felt secure, I said, "I shall never be disturbed."
You, Lord, with your favor, made me strong as the mountains. Then you hid your face, and I was filled with fear.
I cried to you, O Lord. I pleaded with my Lord, saying,
"What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and
and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my wailing into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy.
Therefore my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever.
Our second reading today is from Revelation 5, verses 11 through 14. Hear now the word. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with a full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under earth and in the sea, and all of them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." And they went and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and he jumped into the lake. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to him, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask, "Who are you?" Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread, gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to them, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grew old, you will stretch out your hand, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you did not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, friends, I've shared this tidbit of knowledge with you before, but just for a review, when I worked in corrections, it had a humongously high turnover rate. And so it was not unusual for the senior most staff member on a unit to have under 3 years of experience. So just imagine that. The person that all the new people came for that sage advice was at the tender age of 3. And of course, ministry is totally different, but now that I've been here for like 3 years, I imagine what it might look like if someone called me up and asked me for some sage pastoral advice for the new preacher. And if I were to give that advice, I would tell them in a sermon, "Never pass up an opportunity to quote the Princess Bride." And today I got the opportunity. While I was reading the story, it reminded me of this scene. Well, you all know it too. But at some point in this great adventure, which is the Princess Bride, all of our heroes reach dead ends, hardships. The quest seems to have failed. And so what do? They go back to the beginning. And one of our characters, even in a drunken state of stupor, even says it. "You told me to go back to the beginning, so I have." And it's only in going back to the beginning that the path forward becomes clear. And friends, I think in a way that is what is going on in our gospel. They've reached somewhat of a dead end. The path forward is not clear. What do they do? Well, they go back to the beginning. It is the beginning. You see, you've got to recognize that in this text. Because everything in this text mirrors one for one first time Peter was called. See, they were in the boat. They'd been fishing all night. You all remember this text. We had it a few months ago. Peter's in the boat. He's fished all night, caught nothing. Then Jesus comes along and says, go out one more time and cast that net on the other side. They cast the net. Lo and behold, the net is full of fish. And it is in that catch that Peter recognizes that he's in the presence of God. And only after that recognition comes the call. Become fisher of people. And so, in this strange way, we are back to the beginning of the gospel. Back to the first call. And it's somewhat strange. Peter was called 3 years ago. And think of everything that has happened since that first call. All the miracles, all the Jesus teaching. Then Jerusalem. Then the betrayal. Then the resurrection. And our text today is right after our text from last week. He has met the risen Lord in the upper room. They have met with Thomas in the upper room with Jesus. And now, what? What do you do now? And part of me thinks this is also a scene from that old Super Bowl commercial. You know, when the quarterback has won the day and the reporter runs up to, and I know, forgive me for saying this, Joe Montana, and says, Joe Montana, you just won the Super Bowl. What do you do now? What does he say? I'm going to Disneyland. I wonder if the anchor ran up to Peter after the upper room and said, Peter, you were the number two guy in the whole cosmic game against sin and death. Christ has won the victory. What do you do now? Peter responds, I'm going fishing. So off, back to the beginning he goes. And so there's this tension in this story that we have to recognize. Because what has changed since the first call? Everything. He doesn't see Jesus the same anymore. This carpenter from Judea has become the cosmic Christ, the life-giving spirit of all. Everything has changed. And yet, what does Peter need to be reminded of? Nothing has changed. Here is the presence of God still here. Where is the forgiveness of God? Has the forgiveness of God changed? No. Peter is reminded of this at the charcoal fire. The same fire that he was at when he betrayed Jesus 3 times. He is reminded through 3 questions. Do you love me? That the restoration of God's love is still here. God hasn't changed. God's presence is still here. Nothing has changed. And what Peter also needs to hear at this moment is his call has not changed. The work to be done has not changed. Go out, feed my sheep, follow me. Twin truths. Everything has changed. Nothing has changed. And if this sounds familiar to you sitting here, it's because this is your story. For most of us, I think, in this room, we've been following Jesus a long time. And what has changed for you since that first time you believed? Well, hopefully, because we are in a process of transformation and change, hopefully, everything has changed for you. The way you see see God, the way you understand the deep mysteries. May these all have changed throughout your whole life. And maybe the change doesn't always appear to be for the best. Maybe you're sitting here just clinging on to faith. That's okay too. This is part of the journey. And wherever you are on that part, that, my friends, is where you're supposed to be at this moment. The world is full of change. And yet, what has not changed? Everything. God is still here. The water of baptism still speaks that you are a child of God. This table with the Lord's presence on it is still here. The invitation for you all to come, taste, and see is still here. And friends, the mission is still the same. We live in a world that is a sea of change, our own Lake Tiberias. Change, change, change. The only thing constant is that change will not stop. And yet, amidst all that change, God is still present. God is still here. And the mission for us is the same. Go out, love the world. Be God's hands, be God's feet, be God's voice to proclaim the resurrection of Christ. That this is a new creation that we are living in. My friends, we are loved, we are accepted, we are forgiven. That will never change. We come to this table and we go out to proclaim the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, worthy is our cause.
Pete Kroc and Sandy Kramer. And as you, most of you know by now, friends, Sandy Kramer has taken the position of our new parish administrator. And we want to welcome her in our midst and install her into that position.
Well, after prayerful deliberation, we at the Coleman Church have appointed Sandy Kramer to serve in the position of parish administrator, which is a fancy name for secretary.
Our Lord Jesus, who came among us as a servant, calls us to faith and a life of loving service to our neighbor. You come among us as one invited to render a particular service, a gift from God to inspire us through love and good works. So now the questions. So Sandy, in the presence of this assembly, will you commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility and the confidence that it comes from God?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you carry out this ministry in accordance with the Holy Scriptures and with the confession of the Lutheran Church and in harmony with the constitutions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you be diligent in your study of Holy Scripture and faithful in your use of the means of grace and in prayer?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Trusting in God's care, will you seek to grow in love for those you serve, strive for excellence in your skills, and adorn the gospel of Jesus Christ with a godly life?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Almighty God has given you, I should pray at this point. Let us pray, friends. Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and compassion to perform them.
Amen.
And invite us all to stand here just now. You have your own set of questions. Promises are always made between groups. People of God, will you receive Sandy Kramer into this ministry as one sent to serve in the Church of Jesus Christ?
We will, and we ask God to help us.
Will you pray for her, help, and honor her for her work's sake, and in all these things strive to live together in the unity and peace of Christ?
We will, and we ask God to help us.
And so, Sandy Kramer, I now declare you installed as the parish administrator. May Almighty God bless you and direct your days and your deeds in peace, that you may be a faithful servant of Christ.
Amen.
And friends, I invite you all now to extend a hand out for a prayer, and may this be all of our prayer. Almighty God, bless you and direct your days and your deeds in peace, that you may be a faithful servant of Christ. Gracious God, as you have called workers to various tasks in the Word and in your church, so have you called Sandy to this ministry. Grant her joy and a spirit of bold trust, that her work may stir up each of us to a life of fruitful service through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Your love sustains the church and its ministries. By that love, equip you equip youth directors, Sunday school teachers, and all who guide formation in the church to nurture vibrant, living faith among your people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Your abundance is made known throughout creation. Preserve oceans and rivers, lakes and estuaries, so that all creatures living in them might flourish. Make us wise stewards of our local watersheds. Hear us, O God.
Hear our prayer.
Your wisdom guides all who strive for justice and peace. Strengthen the work of grassroots organizers, especially among communities on the front lines of justice work. Amplify the voices of those most in need, that their leadership guides the way forward. Hear us, O God. Your compassion surrounds all who are in need. We pray for all people experiencing poverty and food insecurity, and for all struggling with debt and economic uncertainty. Reassure all who experience hopelessness or need your tender care, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Melissa, Annette, George, Vince, Dittmeyer, Michael, David, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Dan, Gary, Julie, Paul, Emma, David, Scott Wilson family, Kevin Ward family, Dean, Ricardo, the victims of California fires and wars around the world, national and world disasters, and especially for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts.
Marina.
Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You invite all people to your table of grace. Make this a community of radical hospitality where all feel loved and celebrated. Show us how to better welcome visitors and bless the ministries of hospitality in this place. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We praise you for the witness of your saints of all times and places, especially Monica, mother of Augustine. May their lives of faith guide us in our own journeys with you, today and every day. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all of our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace with those around you.
Godspeed,
Mr. President.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am
And I invite us all to come back together and please stand for our offering now. Let us pray. Risen One, you have gathered us around your table of grace along with these gifts we bring. Come among us again. Breathe your life into us and enliven us with this meal that we may live as your risen body in the world. Do this for the remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit, to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gathered together as one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all are invited now to come forward to receive at this table. In a moment, the usher will come and will start on this side, and as your row is brought forward, we invite you to fill in our communion rail from right to left, and you may receive communion either standing or kneeling, whichever is most comfortable to you. We only ask that you come with your hand extended and the bread will be given to you. And then to reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. If you wish to come forward and only receive a blessing, you may also do that. Come with your arms crossed. There are gluten-free options upon request. But know, friends, that this is the invitation for all people to come forward to sit at this banquet table, and all who come forward will be fed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Living One, in this feast, you have made yourself known to us. Send us now to tell of your wonders, sing of your glory, and proclaim your risen life to a wounded and weary world.
Amen.
And friends, just pause briefly for some announcements, and your announcements are in that word of the week folded in your bulletin to find everything that is going on in the week to come. We just want to highlight two things. We are continuing our contemplative prayer service at noon on Wednesdays in here. So if you'd like to continue that journey or come be a part of that journey, come in at noon on Wednesday. And then also want to highlight the sun is back out, so we are bringing back our beach walks. So that will start on Thursday, and we're going to experiment with a new time. So if we're going to start at 11 in the Thursday morning. So if you want to go on a walk at the beach with the pastor, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen, show up here on 11 o'clock on Thursday.
Pastor, yep. Just to clarify, in the words of the week, it says 11 p.m.?
Yes, that's 11 a.m. No, that's a good clarification. Yes, it is. Sorry.
You're going to come up and say, everybody turn around. Haven't had a chance to take a look at your waves. We have some opportunities to help our local community this month. One of the things is at the end of the month, our Sunday school children will be shopping for the fun bags of books, toys, water toys, games, and so forth for the many children who live at Samaritan House. They've done this for several years now, and it's greatly appreciated by the families. Children start off the summer with some opportunities or things to do. So if you'd like to help fund that, that would be great. Also, every child is asking for donations to give each family in Lincoln County, each foster family in Lincoln County, a beautiful hanging basket to say thank you for all the dedication and hard work foster parents do. And again, if you'd like to help by donating to that. And the third thing is, I've been busily spending money from a diaper fund that was just sitting there on diapers for the Yellow Submarine Preschool, or Yellow Submarine Daycare at Samaritan House, and I've just about depleted the fund. So if you would like me to continue to buy these diapers for the daycare so that these parents who are living at Samaritan House who do not have any money, cannot use their SNAP card for diapers, don't have to provide diapers while their children are in daycare, please feel free to donate to that cause. So thanks for all that you do to help social ministry happen from this church.
And with all that and many more things we could say, but let us prepare our hearts for the blessing. The triune God, who was, who is, and who is to come, sovereign, Savior, and Spirit, light your way with resurrection, dawn, now and forever.